legend with Cork St. Patrick's Festival, Thursday 16th to Sunday 19th, celebrating a century of stories. See corkstpatricksfestival.ie.
Brett, it's Dave in Red FM.
Hi, Dave, how are you?
Not so bad. I'm going to give you a bit of a Gaelic lesson ahead of tomorrow. You ready?
Okay, let's go for it.
La Eile Pádraig Hona Ditch.
Na Eile Pádraig Hona Ditch.
That wasn't bad. Yeah.
Brett,
Tá Fáilte Road. Cork Renegades are a new baseball club in Cork. Brett, you are presumably one of the main men in the whole affair?
Absolutely. So I would be the president and the co-founder of the team. And we set ourselves up 2 days before my son was born. And that was the 27th of June.
Yeah. Last year.
Yes, last year. Sorry, last.
Listen. If you're forgetting things, you feel like there's no judgment from me. You know, you had a baby last June, and you're involved in setting up a whole new organization.
Exactly.
Well done, Brett. how is herself? Can I ask you?
Do you know what?
She's delighted to see you going out the door, is she?
She's actually very supportive. But
good. Well, listen, congratulations. That's the main thing. A healthy baby, I hope, is what you have in your hands.
Do you know what? He's absolutely wonderful, and being a new dad has its moments, but it's ultimately amazing. So yeah, it's all good.
I have a 16-month-old, so I still feel like a new dad. And yeah, it is hard, and the lack of sleep is difficult.
I was just going to ask if it was your first child.
Yes, first child, yeah. So whole new experience. Excellent. And
you know what? They age you. Do you know, I think I look quite good for my age, but they definitely age you. Feeling my age at the moment.
Cork Renegades are walking out of the streets tomorrow. If you see a tired man in the midst of them, that's Brett, the new dad.
We'll be waving our flag really high.
What's your son's name?
My son's name is Ozzy.
Well, I hope he'll be there to see you. He'd probably be a bit too young to be proud as punch. But in the future, he will be. Listen, you've got people from all over the world part of this baseball club in Cork. The Americas, Eastern Europe, Africa, and everywhere in between. Beginners, players with decades of experience, all excited to join the Baseball Ireland B League for the 2023 season. We'll see you out in the streets, and I hope you all thoroughly enjoy your day. And it's great to see something new coming to Cork, like a Cork baseball club we can all get behind. What do people need to know if they're interested?
You can be a beginner. You can be experienced, male, female, young, old. It doesn't matter. If you're totally new to the sport, we've got all the kit that you're going to need. Just turn up. All you need to do is train hard, train with a smile on your face, and that's all we want you to do. And then we just have a great time when we play our matches. We travel up to Dublin, they come down to us, and we just make a day of it, and it's brilliant. We've got loads of social events, and everybody on the team is just fantastic. They're legendary.
And kind of what age groups do you work with? Any kind of age group?
Oh, Dave, we go from 16 up till, I'm 41, but there are older. So I think we've got 52-year-olds and 53-year-olds in the team. So it's the whole spectrum from 16-year-old up to, let's say, 55.
Let's face it, we're in a part of the world where people are used to swinging at balls with sticks. So, I mean, this is a different but another version of it. So,
Some of the Irish lads that we have on the team, they come from a hurling background, and they are just absolutely lethal with a baseball bat. So it's wicked. It's really good fun. Yeah, listen, and do you know what? You said something about all the nationalities there. I've made a list of all of the nationalities on the team. Yep. I'll be really quick. Mm-hmm. So we've got, are you ready? Mm-hmm. Polish, Kenyan, German, Venezuelan, Irish, French, Mexican, Japanese, Canadian, Scottish, English, American, Uruguayan, and Danish.
Love it. Love it. Yeah. And that's what I love about, I mean, Brett, I don't know how long you're living in Ireland, but that's what St. Patrick's Day has come to be over the last 20 years or so, a celebration of obviously Ireland's patron saint and our feast day, a day to celebrate what it is to be Irish. But what it is to be Irish now is to be a place of welcome for so many people from so many other parts of the world who love to also be Irish, and we love that too. And it's a great thing, and I hope all you guys enjoy tomorrow.
Do you know, we love it. And from a personal perspective, I've been living here officially for 2 years now. I love Ireland so much. I would not be anywhere else in the world at any point. And tomorrow, we're just absolutely excited to be part of what is an amazing, already amazing parade. So yeah, we're excited. We're hyped.
Great. Well, enjoy it, and thanks for the chats. Cork Renegades, find them on Facebook.
For more Red FM podcasts, go to redfm.ie/podcasts.